From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Wednesday, December 7th. Coming up, it's been nearly 6 months since the Supreme Court overturned the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that had given a constitutional right to an abortion. We look at the ruling's impact here in Illinois in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed changes to the Safety Act into law. Lawmakers spent much of their fall session crafting modifications to the controversial criminal justice reform measure originally passed in 2021. Among the changes are clarifications to what happens to those being held on cash bail when that system goes away on January 1st. Some opponents claimed thousands of violent criminals would be released that day. Instead, they'll be given hearings to determine whether they should continue to stay in jail. It also includes an expansion of the list of detainable offenses and more guidance on trespassing violations. The Urbana School Board has decided not to merge its two Spanish dual language programs into one school. School board members decided last night to cancel next week's scheduled vote on a proposal to consolidate the program at Lille Elementary School. The change would have required more than 300 students to move to Lille from Dr. Preston Williams School next year. Laura Orr is an Urbana Board of Education member. Like the other four members present at the board meeting last night, she decided against the change for the fall of 2023. She worried the dual language program would not have enough space to grow at Lille.
It's incredibly painful because I know last time I sat here, I wanted this to work. Those teachers that I've heard from for like 10 years, we could be like, yes.
Dual language teachers and administrators have been pushing to create a full dual language school similar to International Prep Academy in Champaign. Parents of monolingual students at Lille have been organizing against changes to their school since May. The University of Illinois' McKinley Health Center is partnering with Champaign-Urbana Public Health District to combat opioid overdose deaths in the community. Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez has more.
With about 25 opioid overdose deaths in Champaign County so far, compared to last year's 41 deaths, CUPHC collaborates with McKinley Health Center to provide Narcan to the U of I community. Narcan is a life-saving medication that can reverse an overdose from opioids. That's what Owais Vade told Illinois Newsroom. He's the director of McKinley Health Center. Vade says the university already offered Narcan in the past, but was not easily accessible to people since it was available through prescription only at the McKinley Health Center pharmacy.
We partnered with them recently to make sure that we can make Narcan easily available on campus. So all the Narcan supplies right now are being provided by public health. We initially received about 100 doses. As we go through those, we will request for more.
This does not leave community members of Champaign County in the dark. Individuals can pick up their own Narcan kit at CUPHD, no questions asked. I am Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
The Illinois men's basketball team knocked off number 2 Texas last night at the Jimmy V Classic in New York City, 85-78 in overtime. Graduate student Matthew Meyer led the Illini with 21 points, including 5 of 5 from three-point range. Illinois head coach Brad Underwood says he tries to recruit players like Meyer who have experience winning tough games.
We got winners. They're all state champions. Matthew, Dane, national champion. Terrence, an Elite Eight guy. All those high school kids have won. We try not to ever recruit anybody that has not come from a winning program.
The Illini trailed by as many as 10 points in the second half before rallying to improve to 7-2 this season. Terrence Shannon Jr. scored 12 of his 16 points in overtime. Illinois returns home for a conference game against Penn State this Saturday at 11 a.m. Still to come, a look at how the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision has affected abortion access in Illinois. That story from Illinois Student Newsroom's Madison Holcomb is next on 217 Today.
The new series Magpie Murders is a fascinating new mystery from Masterpiece. The plot revolves around Susan Ryland. She's an editor who receives an unfinished manuscript of a new novel by Alan Conway. Magpie Murders stars Leslie Manville as the editor turned amateur sleuth and Tim McMullen as the world-famous detective Atticus Punt. This series has a great cast and an ending that will shock you. You can stream the entire series as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's been nearly half a year since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the 1973 decision that legalized abortions. Since then, Illinois has seen an influx of patients coming from states where lawmakers have placed bans and restrictions on abortion services. Illinois Student Newsroom's Madison Holcomb has more.
My body, my choice! My body, my choice!
About 30 Champaign-Urbana residents gathered one evening this fall to protest outside a convention hall. Inside, a group of healthcare providers who they say pressure people not to get abortions was having its annual banquet.
My body, my choice! My body, my choice!
One of the protesters, Hedant Kabansi, says the impact of the Dobbs decision on Illinois will be devastating.
When pregnant people are denied abortion, there's a whole slew of social and economic consequences that they frequently experience. Those reverberate onto their friends, their family, and their whole communities.
After the Dobbs decision took effect, bans and restrictions on abortions began throughout the country. In Illinois, abortion clinics soon flooded with out-of-state patients seeking abortions. Jennifer Welch, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Illinois, says the group is seeing major increases in out-of-state patients.
At this point, approximately one-third of PPIL's abortion patients travel from out of state.
She says Planned Parenthood is expecting to see an additional 20 to 30,000 abortion patients a year. Amy Gerke, the executive director of Illinois Right to Life, a pro-life and anti-abortion organization, says she's concerned about that influx too, but for an entirely different reason.
Right now, Governor Pritzker and many in the legislature are doing everything in their power to make our state this haven of death where we're simply known for the place to go to get an abortion.
Dr. Amy Whitaker, the chief medical officer of Planned Parenthood of Illinois, doesn't put it that way. She says she sees Illinois as a state of refuge. She sees many out-of-state patients face barriers when considering traveling to Illinois to receive an abortion.
It's not just a simple matter of like, oh, I'll just drive to Illinois and get the procedure. I have to take off work. I can't get there and back in one day. I have to find childcare. I can't afford the transportation. I mean, all these things are coming into play.
In an online forum sponsored by Planned Parenthood in September, one patient, who went only by Kara, shared her story about having to travel out of state to receive an abortion. The Tennessee resident was 22 when she found out she was pregnant. That was in 2019, but she had trouble finding services in her state.
I remember there were maybe a couple providers I could find online in the state of Tennessee, but either they were no longer providing abortion services, had been shut down altogether, or they either had disabled or full appointment calendars.
Kara says the most difficult part of her experience was finding such a provider.
I was just frustrated and super angry. You know, there were so many hoops to jump through, days of work I would have to miss, and honestly, just psychological trauma of dragging this out that I would have to endure.
Kara says she was able to receive an abortion a week later, but more than 500 miles away at a Planned Parenthood in Aurora, Illinois. She says she doesn't regret her decision.
I'm grateful to be able to have lived my life the way I envisioned. It would have really derailed everything, you know, financially, career-wise, just, you know, the way that I wanted to be living my life.
She says everyone who has received an abortion has their own reasoning.
For me, I just didn't want to have a child. It was the right decision for me at that time in that moment.
Now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned by the Dobbs decision, Planned Parenthood's Amy Whitaker says stories like Kara's will be repeated over and over again as more people than ever come to Illinois seeking abortions. I'm Madison Holcomb, Illinois Student Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with a high of 50 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Emily Hayes, Luis Velasquez, and Madison Holcomb. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.